There is a question asked in our gospel tonight which could not be more pertinent for our times and in our country. What is truth? This week, our highest court debates the issue of same-sex unions and marriage. Is it true the marriage is between one man and one woman? And if so, who says? North Dakota, in the last couple weeks, recently proposed an amendment which will go to vote next year, declaring a fertilized egg to be a human person. Is that true? Who says? The Bible says that you cannot be saved by any other name except the name of Jesus. Some say good Muslims, Jews, and Buddhists will therefore go to hell. Is that true? Who says? And to make it more complicated, we live in a society which constantly plays games with your perception of the truth. Reality TV isn't really reality. Buying Axe deodorant will not make you a chick magnet. And living out one's lust for people or things will not make you happy despite what the commercials show you. So what is truth? First and foremost, truth is objective, not subjective. There's the classic question, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Depends on how you define sound. Many of you here would say, no, it doesn't, because there's nobody here to hear, there to hear it. That is totally subjective. Some of us would say, well, that tree falls and it hits something and it moves air, and those waves going through the air is sound, whether there's somebody there to hear it or not. You see, truth is objective, not subjective. So if anybody ever asks you, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? You can say with all certainty, yes, it does. But the argument that many people in our culture make is, why can't you have your truth and I can have my truth? And the reason why that doesn't work is because it becomes totally subjective and therefore no longer truth. We make ourselves the center of the universe, and I have my little universe over here where I believe what I want to believe, and you have your little universe over there. And that works great as long as we don't talk about God or eternal truths and strictly stick with the subjective. But truth is, secondly, not defined by the creature, but by the Creator. We don't get to define what truth is, but we do have the blessing of understanding it through revelation. Now, we can't discount the part of creatures. God didn't make everything there was and set it in motion and give a plan to it without wanting us to understand it both in our minds and our hearts. But that doesn't mean that the battle between our mind and our heart get to determine who God is. And see, this is the error that usually happens, is that when people are so unfortunately starved for love that they turn to any kind of relationship, no matter how distorted, to find that feeling of love, the battle between the heart and the mind ensues. It's when the fear, the feeling of fear, is given priority over the knowledge that a little baby exists. And brothers and sisters, our human condition is that our heart battles against our mind and vice versa. And so we end up questioning the truth. And the creature ends up questioning the Creator. But perhaps the greatest tragedy of questioning the truth is that when we deny the truth, we deny God. Because they are one and the same. Firstly, because Jesus Christ himself said it, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But also, de facto, by its definition, God is truth. Or there is no God and there is no truth. You choose which way to live. You see, if we set up our own subjective reality, then we don't need God anymore because we've made ourselves God. Why do we need God or his church to tell us what to do when I can determine it for myself? Again, the struggle of the heart and the mind. I want to determine myself, but the key to being human is determining myself in accordance with what is true, what is best for me. And my mind and my heart don't always tell me accurately what that is. We set ourselves up as the ones who determine right and wrong. We determine how we want to be made and what happens when we die and how to live our lives on earth. And at the center of all of that is me. Once heard a theologian call this the me generation, because it's all about me. You know, it's easy to sit here in the church or at home in front of our television sets watching the evening news and to shake our heads at people that we perceive to be so blinded that they do not see the orientation stamped into their own bodies, or that a fetus is alive, or that people of other religions are also seeking the truth. But each time you and I sin, we do the same thing. We set up our own truth. We set ourselves up as God. We put the subjective before the objective. We put the creature before the creator. And we deny truth and so deny God. Before we shake our heads at the nightly news, all the people with their rainbow banners or pro-women slogans, before we say we hate that or that abortion doctor or that one, before we say we despise Muslims, perhaps we should shake our head and bow it before the King of Kings. And like Jesus said so many years ago to his father, not my will, but yours be done.